Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Simplify your federal agency's technology procurement with Connection Public Sector Solutions. Connection's dedicated account managers, commitment to exceptional customer service, and extensive catalog of federal contracts make IT purchases quick, easy, and affordable. Turn your challenges into opportunities and get rid of your technology pain points with Connection today. Learn more about what's possible with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive. Have you tried the Name Your Price tool yet? It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to find a rate that works for you. It's just one of the many ways you can save with Progressive. Get your quote today at Progressive.com and see why 4 out of 5 new auto customers recommend Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good evening and welcome to the LFC Day Trippers. It's Tuesday night, it's quiz night, and I'm the quiz master, Keith Plunkett. Tonight we're going to be doing our take on the classic game show, A Question of Sport, and we are joined by the two team captains this week, Mr. Grizz Khan, who has a speaker on there. What's going on here?
Who's the echo?
Who's got the echo?
Don't read the paper.
Sean, it might be because you're holding your headphones. Maybe no, nothing to do with that.
So we've got Team Grizz, who's joined by Avi Handred. Grizz, how are you? How are you feeling this week?
I'm feeling very good, very confident. I can still hear this echo, yeah. So it's pissing me off. but as soon as I found out it's a question of sport, I thought, this is a walk in the park for me because I'm older than you guys. I've been watching it. Like sort of in this black and white days near enough.
Big Phil Tufnell, man, and Grizz, yeah?
Oh, mate, this is my territory, boys.
It's your wheelhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Are you confident in your team, Grizz? Are you confident? No.
No. That's the only problem. I've got the fucking king. I've got an absolute useless kid from America. What the fuck does he know about question of sport? But he's an absolute legend, so I'm absolutely, absolutely privileged to have Avi Hanser all the way from California on my side.
So that's Team Grizz, Grizz and Avi. Avi, are you confident being on Team Grizz, or do you feel you've been given the short straw in this one?
Well, I've been carrying him in the lot recent weeks on Carnage, so I'm pretty sure I'm going to carry him again tonight. So
good point, well made. And the opposite team, we've got Shawnee Lawson as team captain. Shawnee, how are you?
SAS, Me and Shani coming in here. And look, there's already friction on the other side, Shani. We just need a 7 out of 7, 8 out of 10 here, mate, and we'll bring it home. It's just one of them.
You love to see it, don't you, lads? You love to see it. One team crumbling at the start. It gives you that psychological edge, and that's what it's all about in these things. And so we've got Sean, and joined with Sean, as he said, is another Sean. It's Sean Dunn, Sligo's finest. Dunner, how are you?
Keith, how are things? How are you keeping, Pat?
I'm great. I'm looking forward to this. As Jonathan Davies said, I've always said Keith has a bit of Sue Barker about him. It's the hair, what can I say? I wear it well, I carry it off. But, lads, we're going to be going through a few sporting rounds. So we'll explain each round as we go, right? So it's just a bit of crack. No cheating. We don't want any of that cheating.
Right. Listen, look, before we get into it, right, you know I'm an honest guy, right? I don't know how to get this chat off because I'm in the stream, you see. Normally, so how do I get the chat off?
Give you a tab saying private chat, Riz.
It has on your right hand side, it says comments. And then it says private chat.
Got it. Yeah. Yeah, there you go. There you go, lads. There you go. I'm being honest. I could have easily, done what the other fella done that couple of, the last quiz we done, the guy who cheated.
We don't know that you've actually done this, but you've said you've done it.
Right, I'm going to take a picture now, fuck's sake. I'll send it to you in WhatsApp.
Right, and Grizz, because you've got the hot hand here, you've got the momentum, we're going to go to round one. And round one is going to be about sporting events. So, Grizz, I want you to pick a number between 1 and 4.
One.
Right. You're going to be answering about...
Avi,
this is how it's going to go.
Relax.
Get used to this. This is what he does. Ask Akif. Right. So, Liz, you've got the 2020 FA Cup final, okay? Arsenal 2, Chelsea 1. So, the way this round is going to work, I'm going to ask Team Grizz a question. You can confer on the answer. Forced answer.
Okay.
Will be the answer. There'll be no blasting answer. So you can confer and then give me your answer. 2 points for every correct answer. If you get it wrong, goes to the other team for 1 point. Okay.
Okay.
So first question. Name the two starting keepers.
Avi, for Chelsea, it was...
Now, you can confer and then tell me when he's given the official answer.
Relax for a minute. Emiliano Martinez for Arsenal.
That's not conferring. That's you giving an answer.
That's confirmed. No, that's confirmed. That was definitely your number one.
Okay.
And the Chelsea keeper, was it Willy?
You're conferring. Yeah.
Did he get dropped? Did he get dropped? He did get dropped, didn't he? The Spanish one.
Kepa, it wasn't Kep.
It wasn't Kepa. So it must have been Willy then. Must have been Willy?
I'm pretty sure it was. Wait, hold on. Who was the third keeper? Obviously, Mendy wasn't there. Czech wasn't there.
No, so it's Martinez, I agree with, right? I'm going with Willy. I think he was dropped. Let's go with Willy.
Cabman. It is Caballero.
Yeah, Willy Caballero.
Correct.
I'm not sure.
Shut up, man.
I wasn't sure. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, you're correct. Well done. Good teamwork. Good start. Now, which player was sent off?
For us again?
Yeah. It's 5 questions.
Don't shout out an answer. It was
Basker, 1 minute.
So we're gonna try win a bit of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Final answer when you're there.
Hold on. I think it was definitely a Chelsea player, the midfielder.
It was Kovacic. I was just making sure it was Kovacic. It was.
Yes, Kovacic, I agree.
What do you mean making sure?
Yeah, what were you making sure
just
on?
Just Google it, is it?
No, making sure with me. My hands are trying to...
You see, making sure with me.
Sean is already thinking that that's all I've written. 2020 FA Cup final. No, it was Kovacic. I just wanted to make sure it was Kovacic.
A little disclaimer, right? Avi lives in San Francisco, right? The Silicon Valley hotbed of the world, and he's trying to claim he's not Googling on a pad with a pen. I don't know what you're trying to pull here.
It was Kovacic.
See, is that going final answer, Kovacic?
Yep, I agree.
Correct. Now, how many English players started the final?
Oh.
Think loudly. We can. We can work. Did Holding start for? Let's go through the Arsenal team. Holding.
Well, does Pulisic qualify as English because his dad was British and they were in England?
None of that, Cardi. He's played in USA international for God's sake.
I just want to make sure.
Had a holiday in Blaine.
Can you make sure with me, please? Can you make sure with me, please?
Yes. Let me think now, isn't it? For one
second. I'm just going to have a bite of chocolate while you think.
So you just need to know the number, right?
Yeah.
No. I need to know that. What did I say? Hold on. Yeah.
How many?
Yeah.
How many English players start the final?
So let's talk. Think loudly. Why are you thinking quietly? We're a team. It's no drama. Think with me.
I'm thinking three or four.
Name them.
If Pulisic is out of the thing, it's four. It's got to be four.
Hold on. Let's think.
Then name them.
Did Holding start for one?
Reece James.
Right. Avi, calm down. Otherwise, I'm going to mute you.
This is what happens when you're on team, Grizz.
Right. No, he's had too much to drink. Calm down.
James is one.
Reece James.
I'm pretty sure.
Ainsley started. Maitland-Niles started for Arsenal. That's two. Did Holding start?
Rob Holding did start.
Three.
One more. There is one more. That's why I wanted to query the.
Was Mason Mount in around the team then?
Mount scored against United in the semis.
So he would have started four.
He would have started, I reckon it was four. Yeah, it's four. We're going with four.
Wait, hold on. Is there anyone else?
That's why I queried the Pulisic one, which wasn't because Keith said we're not doing any of that bullshit. So we're going with four. I'm pretty sure it's four.
Was Saka not in the Arsenal team at that stage? No.
You don't be giving them any answers.
See, this is what I mean, Avi. You need to just. I'll mute you.
Okay, you go with the, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking, was it Maitland-Niles? Yeah, that Saka one's just bugging me, but I don't think it. Is it started or played, Keith?
Started.
Yeah, I'll go with four. I don't think he was starting those days.
So he's gone with four, final answer?
Maitland-Niles, Mason Mount,
Reece James.
Holding, Reece James. I can't think of anyone else.
Grizzy, you sure it wasn't three?
No, four.
I'm nervous now. Four? Okay, we'll go with four then. If Grizz says final answers.
Four is correct. Holding, Maitland, Niles, Reece James and Mason Mount. I thought with no Gavin, these questions would be answered quicker. Turns out...
That was a hard one. That needed a lot of conferring.
I'm not saying that.
About the carry-on of them, Shawnee. Is there still some quality going in?
Nothing against the host. The co-host is getting in the way there at the moment.
Now, next question to Grizz and Avi. Who was the ref?
Oh, fucking hell, Keith. You said two questions, Keith.
Five questions.
There's Oliver, there's Atkinson, and then there's Marina.
It'd have to be a guess.
Shall I go with it or not then? Do you want me to go with it?
Well, you can confirm with me. That's the rules.
I think it's Andre Mariner.
I have no idea. So if you think that, I'm happy to go with that because I haven't got... It would have to be one...
Come on. Andre Mariner. Let's go with it.
Incorrect. Goes off to your team. Any suggestions there, lads? Any ideas?
It's one or two. One of two. It's either... Oliver.
That's what I'm thinking.
My money was on Oliver.
Taylor.
I'd say Oliver if you want, Shawnee.
I don't know because I think I remember DT was giving out about your man Anthony Taylor saying the only thing he ever gave us was something in the fucking cup final, but didn't Chelsea have a decision or something go early? I think it's Anthony Taylor, Keith.
Oliver is too fucking obvious on the nose.
Yeah. And I remember DT saying something about getting decisions off him. So
fucking wanker.
Excellent.
Back
to Grizz and Avi. The managers on the day, Arteta and Lampard, won how many FA Cup finals? How many FA Cups as players?
Ooh, quite a bit. Lampard's got a few, isn't he? Arteta must have won one or two max at Arsenal, I'm thinking. Lamp's got one with Jose. Did he win one in 99? I'm just thinking. 2001. When did he join from West Ham? Okay. Jose won. He got one with De Matteo. He got a further one with Ancelotti. Fuck. Shawnee will know this. But I'm not going to let him win it.
I think Chris, there's more. I'm thinking there's more.
So combined, right? Combined number, right?
Yeah, so combined. So between the two of them, how many cup finals?
Is it six? Chris, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe seven or six. Lampard won quite a few.
I know.
Remember, there was that Ashley Cole thing as well.
Yeah.
Ashley Cole won like fucking seven. I'm going with... Okay, it's up to you. Oh, I'm not going to answer this. I'm stuck between six or seven. Arteta's the one, isn't it? Because he did definitely win an FA Cup under Wenger.
Yeah, and one as a manager, so that's two. And I think,
does that count?
No, as a manager?
No.
Yeah, Keith, does it count as a player?
No, as a player.
Only as a player?
Yeah.
Then it's six. Because if it says a manager, then it was seven. Six, then.
Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct.
Well done,
Abby. Arteta won two and Lampard won four.
Yeah.
Brilliant, boys.
You got me through there because you
Shawnee would have got that. Me. Shawnee would have got that.
I would have said five.
So after round Grizz and Avi's round, they've got 8 points out of a possible 10. But okay. Shawnee and Sean have got a steal there, so they've got 1 point. So give us a number, lads, between one and four.
What's your favourite number, Shawnee?
Well, number three.
Well, we go three, so.
The 2020 Champions League final is your game. That was PSG 0, Bayern Munich 1, right? Now, any questions, the same as what the lads had with the Chelsea keepers, if there's multiple answers, you only get 1 point for getting it right. Well, 2 points for getting it right.
All this week on NBC4, new products to new technology. Susan Hogan is showing you how local restaurants are changing the way we dine in and take out in this new world. Tonight at 6.
A new twist on outdoor eating.
A lot of it is creating flexibility.
How one local restaurant is making their outdoor space mobile, giving you plenty of sunshine and social distance for a stress-free meal.
It's all part of Restaurant Revitalization. Tonight at 6 on NBC4, working for you.
You know what I mean? You don't get one for getting half of it or not. You just get right or wrong. So the first question, which two Premier League teams did Bayern beat en route to the final?
In group stages.
Yeah, the whole thing, yeah.
Yeah, it's Chelsea and Spurs.
Yeah.
Final answer?
Yeah. They beat Spurs fucking 8-1 or something, didn't they?
Correct.
And Chelsea as well.
Well done, lads. Good start there. And next question. Who scored the only goal in the game?
Kingsley Coman.
Ah! But you would never have got that.
Final answer.
Why wouldn't you have got that?
Correct. Now,
you're talking to Shawnee Lawson, ahead of everything.
I know, he's good, but come on.
It was PSG's first Champions League final appearance. But how many finals had Bayern got to, including this one?
Bloody hell. That's a tough one.
Yeah, wanker. So they lose the Inter. They lose the Inter 1, beat Dortmund, that's 2.
Lose the United.
Sorry, this includes the European Cup, by the way, lads. Well, just to be clear. This includes
the European Cup. You're going back to 70s and
everything. Yeah. 12. Yeah. European 12. Cup final.
Many have they won?
Four. That's a good way of working out.
Don't they have four stars above their...
That's a good way of working out. How many have they won?
Because they were beaten by Inter.
Avi, keep concentrating because it's going to come over to him.
They beaten by United. So that's three.
One against Valencia.
One against Valencia. For
ooh, good one.
They lost one to Ajax now.
No, Ajax, Juve, and Milan. And theirs recently. Oh, so yeah, you're going back to the Stone Age and everything with these.
That's a tough one. That is a tough one. I must admit,
they've won six. They won six.
fucking lost their fair share. They've lost their fair share, haven't they?
Yeah, they have lost a few.
If they won six and they've lost two there that we've mentioned, they've played them more than eight finals.
Bayern aren't in the Marseille final, are they?
No, do you?
Or is that Milan?
There should be a time limit, Keith. Come on, look at the time.
That's a fucking hard.
Do you know what? Actually, Porto beat them in a final as well.
Robert Maggio, was it Maggio with the back heel? You remember him, Keith, don't you? Robert Maggio.
Great player.
Sean, I'd say
10. I'm going to say 10.
I was going to say it to you, 10 or 12, so go with 10 if you want, man.
10 or 12?
10, Keith. I think it's 10, because I don't think they would have lost six finals.
10 is correct.
Oh, yes.
How many yellow cards was there in the game?
In the game?
Yeah. So in the game, both sides combined, how many yellow cards?
Thiago probably got booked anyway.
Boys.
After 5 minutes.
That was a fucking...
It was a feisty final as well.
It was, yeah.
So Ferrari gets booked, I think.
He always gets booked as well, yeah.
Neymar is booked late on for crying, I remember that much. So what, if 11 player, we're going to have to go with averages. There's no way we fucking know this.
Know this, yeah.
Nah.
You're not going to work it out either.
So if you say... Say four apiece.
Go ahead.
It's too heavy, is it?
No, because you could have a couple of PSG fellas losing their shit in the last few minutes and could get two or three bookings. Easy.
And you know what? That's actually what did happen. Was I remember, what's your man's name? Come on. And your man Kozawa, come on. And his head completely went. Remember that? The last 5 minutes. Yeah, I think I'm going to say A. I think it's A.
Correct.
Yes.
Four and four. Each team have four yellow.
Now.
Four yellow.
Fair play.
The logic is being applied here.
Roy, the referee for the final's name was Orsate. What nationality was he?
Oh, that's the fella who's really good, isn't he?
Johnny, this is all I knew here about.
Miyagi. Okay.
Orsate.
Japanese, isn't it?
Fuck off, Chris. No, do you know where he's from? I know where he's from. Well,
Osata.
I think he's Romanian.
Ooh. Final answer.
I think you have that, you know.
I think he's Romanian or Italian.
Definitely not Japanese then, Sean.
Don't rule anything out.
Keith, he's giving you an answer.
What do you think, Shani?
No, I'm getting all on you, pal. I'd nearly go with the Romanian one, to be honest with you. That sounds familiar.
Right. I think it's that Romania fella who done the semi-final at Anfield. I think it might be him.
It is him.
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Nope, he's Italian. Japanese. Italian.
Italian is correct.
Bastard.
Italiano, Shawnee. Italiano.
All right, boys. You're going to have that one on a plate. No worries.
Bellissimo.
Rolls on.
So, after round one, it's evenly matched. So, both teams got four right and each team got a steal. So, that gives you 9 points each after round one. Now, round two is going to be mystery guests. But... because, you know, we don't have all that sort of carry on where we can put some famous person on screen hiding and showing their legs and covering their face where you have to guess who it is. We're just going to go through a list of facts. It's going to be five facts. The first clue, you get it right, you get 5 points. If you get it on the second clue, 4 points. Third clue, 3 points. Second clue, and so, you know, whatever. The points go down, the easier it'll get. So... there's going to be four mystery guests, so you're each going to pick one. So I'm going to start with Shawnee this time. Between one and four, give me a number.
Got Big Verge, number four.
Number four. Okay. So this is just for you, right? Now jumping in, now bonus points on this one. So this is all for Shawnee.
Shawnee are just me.
No, just you, because Sean is going to have his own one.
Okay.
So I was born in Stevenage in 1985. This is for 5 points. You get it right. See, if you get a good one here, you can stretch your leg.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, but fucking hell.
That could be fucking anyone. Pat the Baker. That could be anyone. Go again.
I've been a UNICEF ambassador since 2012.
Please let it. Does it carry over, Keith, if he doesn't get it? Oh, I know this because I'm a massive fan of that.
All right, relax, innit? Fuck's sake.
Okay, Chris.
Where's the mute button?
UNICEF.
Yeah.
When did you say 2012?
Yeah.
I know who it is. It's Lewis Hampton.
Avi, who do you think it is?
It definitely is. Stephen is 1985, same year as me. Lewis Hampton. Yeah, it is.
It is Lewis Hamilton.
I knew it.
4 points for Shawnee.
Because you know who I was going to... I'm not even going to tell you who I was going to say.
Go on, just say your guess.
You later. I was thinking it was someone else. I was like, this is a question of sport, not fucking pop. I thought it was your man out of fucking One Direction. I was like, 1985.
Steve Claridge or something.
Now, going to come to the other captain. Grizz, number between 1 and 3.
Two.
Right. This is just for you, Grizz. I was born in Michigan in 1981.
Yeah, now. It's definitely American.
Yeah, exactly. So that narrows it down.
Gordon,
and if it's American, it's either it could be topical, it could be a basketball player. Topical. Golf.
Go for question two.
Yeah, this fuck.
Yeah,
Michigan 81, fucking hell. Yeah, go on. Pass. Next.
I have won $94 million in my career.
Sounds like a...
Reckon it could be the first serve. Reckon it could be a tennis player, Chris.
Yeah, you should, golf or tennis, innit?
Hold on, is this for Grizz or for Grizz and Abby?
Yeah, it's only for Grizz.
Oh, no, shut up, Abby.
So we're going down to the next clue. You're not getting a guess on 4 points for that.
I know who this is, by the way. And I know who it is. So you better get it.
You can't. No clues. Have you gave him? Grizz would have been bleeding, still thinking it was a fucking...
No, golf or tennis, I was going to say. Golf or tennis, I was going to go for.
I won my first major honour in 1999.
Major honour.
Come on.
Now, next.
We have won 23 Grand Slam titles.
It's one of the Williams. Which one though? The older one.
Shane.
Nico.
Who's Nico? Oh, Nico Williams. Serena Williams.
Correct.
Fucking hell.
2 points.
Thought they were from Compton.
She was born in Michigan. And
her sister wasn't from Compton.
To be honest with you, when you said Michigan, I thought straight away Floyd Mayweather.
That's a good shout as well.
94. Gets that in 1 4.
How many did I get that on? 2.
You got that with 2, Grizz.
Ah, fuck.
Good effort, Grizz.
That was Donna now. Number 1 or number 3?
Number 3.
Okay. I was born in Greater Manchester in 1975.
Oh, so easy.
You've given him a gimme.
Let's go to the next one. That's not going to happen.
Yeah, never. No one's ever going to get those.
I am a successful property developer.
This is one of 2 people, I think.
Do they get a point taken off?
They get to skip a question now because Shawnee's interfering right. The same way as Avi.
So what did that happen to them what? As well?
Yes,
yeah, they had to skip them. Okay, that's they had to skip them.
That wasn't much of a clue. Them two boys are saying much sport.
I know, but we have to be fair on this. You know, we have to be fair. Yeah, we need sort. So the next clue. I've been a successful media persona since 2011.
It's Gary Neville, isn't it?
Final answer?
Yeah.
Correct for 3 points. Now, this comes to Avi now. Avi, you're going to need to do well on this one because the lads have 7 points and Grace has only amassed 2 for you. So, first clue. I was born in Brooklyn in 1963.
Brooklyn, 1963.
Yeah, same age as Grizz.
Yeah, go on. I need a second question, 100%.
I won Olympic gold in 1984.
Easy.
Sorry, I won my first Olympic gold in 1984. Read it out proper.
I'm thinking Olympics now. 94, 98, 92. What was the first one? Born in
1963.
I need a third one just to cement it.
I moved to North Carolina aged 5.
Michael Jordan.
Correct.
Why didn't you take the risk on the thing, man? If you knew it, you're allowed to guess.
I was stuck.
All right, fair enough.
So it's 3 for Avi.
I had to go for that because I didn't know. Fair enough.
After round 2, that leaves Shawnee and Sean on 16 and Grizz and Avi on 14.
It's not bad. We're in there.
Yeah, it's all right.
Shawnee smashed it in that first round. He's got us, but it's all right.
Next up, we're going to play some LFC bingo. So don't worry, this isn't dotting a card and all this shit with two fat ladies and all this nonsense. It's just numbers between 1 to 12, and you're going to give me a number, and I'm going to ask you a question, okay? So I'm going to start with Grizz on this one. Grizz, give me a number between 1 and 12.
1.
Which player in the Liverpool squad? Oh, sorry. I just want to clarify. This is all about Liverpool this season, right?
And just to each individual.
Yeah, the whole round. This whole round, it's about Liverpool this season, right? Which player?
But no conferring.
Yeah, you can confer. Yeah, okay, you can confer. So it's 2 points for a right answer. And if you get it wrong, it goes to the other team for a steal, okay? For 1 point. So which player in the Liverpool squad has the least number of Premier League appearances but has to have made an appearance?
This season, yeah. It's all based on this season. Avi, any idea? Tsimikas comes to mind straight away, but
I think it's got to be Kostas, yeah.
Huh? What do you think? Is there anyone else? Nico Williams made a couple.
Keller's made too many.
He's made too many. Has Tsimikas even made a
He has. Game? He has against City. He came on.
Is it starting or appearances, Keith?
Just appearance.
Yes, it is. It's Tsimikas. Kostas.
Kostas Tsimikas.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Correct.
See, that's good teamwork, Avi. We didn't just shout out an answer.
Yeah. Shawnee, give me a number between 1 and...
Ese último McNugget me toca a mí porque soy la mayor.
¿Y eso qué tiene que ver?
Los mayores se respetan.
Eso no existe, ¿cierto, mamá?
Ya, quédense tranquilas. Aquí hay otra cajita de McNuggets.
Respeto, ¿viste?
No hay rivalidad cuando hay McNuggets deal. Hay un deal para cada salida familiar en McDonald's. Compra uno de tus favoritos, como unos McNuggets de 10 piezas, una Big Mac, una Quarter Pounder with Cheese o un Filet-O-Fish y te llevas otro por $1. Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. Válido para un producto de igual o menor valor.
Between 2 and 12.
4.
Liverpool beat Lincoln 7-2 in the third round of the League Cup. 3 Liverpool starters are now out on loan. Who are they? Now you only get 1 or 2 points, sorry, for getting all 3 right.
Minamino started.
Yeah.
Harvey Elliott started.
Did he?
Yeah.
Right, there's two.
He must be sent out on loan. I was in fucking Spain when that game was on. I was only fucking sure. Oh, do you know who else it was? Because I remember everyone going on about how well he played. Grujic.
He scored as well, yeah.
Final answer, yeah.
Yeah, Taki Elliott and Grujic.
Correct.
Grujic.
Right. Avi, give me a number between 2 and 12.
This has got to be my favourite number, number 7.
Number 7. How many appearances in all competitions has Adrian made?
Whoa. Too many.
In all competitions, yeah, this season?
Yeah.
Avi?
The Sheffield United, AX away. Pascal, there's 1 minute.
Okay.
Definitely Sheffield United away. AX away. Fucking, he was shaking that game, the bastard. Oh,
he's got in every game.
Yeah, fair point.
Which competition did Kelleher start? Because Kelleher came in for this, so don't count those. Because we've only been in one. How many rounds of FA Cup have we played?
Lincoln.
I'll say it's a handful. It's not many this season.
I think it's around 5 or 6, Chris.
Yeah.
Fucking same as that last question. The Arteta Lampard one. I'm gonna go with 6, Keith. Sorry, Chris. 6.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, 6, okay. Got it.
Yes, okay.
You can't be Dilly Dallying around.
No, you're right.
I didn't know.
Keep it moving. Roy, Donna.
Okay, well done, Avi. Well done with that one.
5.
Yeah.
Who was Liverpool's assist leader in all competitions?
Oh, how easy is this?
Who is?
Crazy interfering there. Leave him.
Surely it's Mo, isn't it?
I think it's Mo.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm happy enough to go.
Hold on. Hold on for a minute. Just let's be.
Keith, I've wiped that rule.
What? DC can confer in this, Chris.
Yeah. So what were you really talking about?
You just spent the last 5 minutes talking to Avi about Adrian.
Yeah, but they said an answer, and then you said, yeah, we can't be dilly-dallying. They've given you an answer.
Yeah, well, then we'll go with the answer that we gave then.
What is that?
Keith, you're being very...
Incorrect. Chris and Avi, who do you want to go with?
Go on, Avi.
See, it's a weird one because
just get a quick answer.
Have a chance at a blade and bonus point here. It's not this is your life. It's a quick answer.
It's going to be an unlikely one.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's Bobby, Grizz. I think it's Bobby. I really think it's Bobby. All competitions.
Bobby Keith, then.
Right?
Go on with Bobby, Keith.
Yeah, got to get a go with it.
Bobby, correct.
That was a wild card. That was a wild card guess.
Bobby has 7 assists, 5 in the league and 2 in the championship. Mo only has 3. Mo only has 3 assists in all competitions this season. Roy, back to Grizz.
What numbers have I got?
2, 3, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
No fucking about 2.
No messing about. How many goals has Firmino scored in the Premier League?
Spurs, have you?
Spurs at home.
Yeah, you scored another one away.
Spurs away. Wolves, was it?
No.
Arsenal at home. When he got on a end of the Robertson cross to make it 1-1. Was that money? Oh, Chris, you've lost me on this one. This is a hard one. He's probably got 6 or 7 all competitions, but has he scored?
It's not all competition, it's league only.
I know, but I'm just saying he's got 6 or 7 in all competitions. But I'm not sure whether he has got in fucking any in the European Cup. So, do you go with 6? I don't know. That's on you.
League, Keith?
Yeah, Premier League.
Okay. This season, Avi?
I'm thinking.
But I think mine's like five, six. We've got, this is a guess, man.
Yeah, go with it then.
Five or six, you choose. Five or
Sheffield,
six,
the Sheffield United one.
Come on, the focal is six.
Calm down, sir. I don't need to get angry at me.
Final answer is what?
Go on, Chris.
Six. Correct.
Oh.
At least we know you can all read the comments. Next up, Sean.
I don't think it is six.
No, it is. He's got six in the league and none in Europe.
Who did he get the goals against? He got one against Spurs.
He scores against Sheffield United, Palace.
Sheffield United was an own goal.
He got one against Liverpool.
TheHistory.net. So they're saying six. I'm saying six.
You got two against Palace.
Yeah. Back to Shawnee.
Hey.
Who played in midfield in the dead rubber versus Michelin?
We know who played up top, but yeah.
Well, the other fellas played practically every game, hadn't he? Genie. Clarkson played. And Cordis, I think it was.
I'm not even sure. I don't think I even watched that game, so.
It was around Christmas time, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, Clarkson, Cordis Jones. Yeah, he did. And he played well.
Leighton played, yeah.
Fabinho was centre-back at that stage.
Go with that, Johnny.
Yeah.
Roger's gone with.
Keita. No. Clarkson, Cordis Jones and Genie Wijnaldum.
1 out of 3, so 0 points there. That goes over to Grizz and Abby.
You had to know this because you reminded me of Clarkson. Clarkson
definitely started because I was tweeting it big that day.
Yeah. I think it was Naby.
Salah scored the goal. Well, I didn't really think about the game just quickly.
This is a throw over. We need a quick answer, boys. You don't have to look at
Naby and Clarkson. I can't for the life of me
know. Naby definitely started. Keita started. Mina had the goal ruled out. It's got to be Taki was in the midfield three that day. Grizz.
Serious Googling going on here, I feel.
Go for it.
I'll go Naby, Clarkson, and Jones. I'm going with. I think Taki came on. I'm not sure.
Final answer.
Naby, Clarkson, and Jones. I'm going with.
Incorrect. Naby, Clarkson, and Taki were the midfield.
I thought he came on because he had got goal disallowed.
Now, Avi, it's back to you. Give me a number.
I'll go with number three.
Number three. Who was the first Liverpool scorer in the Premier League not named Mo Salah this season?
It would be a Virgil van Dijk from the corner against Leeds.
Are you happy with that?
Come on, Keith. Let's get on with it. It's right. We know it's right.
Okay, you know it's right. There you go. Number nine. Liverpool beat Palace 7-0. How many shots on target did they have?
It was a record, wasn't it?
Now, shots on target.
Shawnee.
You can confer on this.
I think, is it not seven shots on target, seven goals?
No, because it's something like that, but didn't Mane have a good chance saved? I think it was nearly 100% shot conversion. Let's say eight shots on target, seven goals.
Go on, yeah, I'll go with that.
Final answer, correct.
Yeah,
there you go.
And we haven't fucking done that since.
Good stuff. Now, 1, 2, 3, 4. Grizz, give me a number. I take you're taking the next taxi off the rank, eh, which is number six.
You know how I do.
Yeah, I know how you operate. Number six. Aston Villa 7, Liverpool 2. Ollie Watkins got 3. Jack Grealish got 2. Ross Barkley got 1. Who scored the other Villa goal?
Can I say it?
It was on goal, wasn't it? Have you? No, you can say it to me. Don't give it out yet. It was
McGinn definitely got one from the volley from the corner. It went off a deflection, but I'm pretty sure they
was it given it to him.
Yeah, McGinn. Definitely McGinn.
Sure, it was given to him or was it given as an own goal?
It was given to him.
All right, go on then.
Yeah, the Irishman, McGinn.
It's blatant, not Irish, but correct.
Oh, is he not Irish?
No, no, he's Scottish. Irish.
Fucking I'll keep the game.
Sean, we've got 10, 11 or 12.
Sean, you go ahead. No, you picked the last one, did you? 11.
Yeah, yeah. 11. Who scored the first goal versus Liverpool in the Premier League this season?
Jack Harrison.
Correct.
Good Ooh, finish as well.
Johnny.
Great finish.
Well, it was a brilliant goal.
Yeah. Early hitting it.
Yeah, Trent to sleep.
Yeah.
Avi, 10 or 12?
Let's go with number 10, my favourite number.
Every number fucking 10. Number's
your favourite. About seven as well. You know what I mean? You,
yeah. Gonna wind up surely.
Chris, he's your young player. I swear to God, he's your young
player. I want Sean to bollock me. So, like, life won't dream to get bollocked by Sean.
What is the highest squad number featured this season for Liverpool? Now, ooh, in a game, not on a bench, like, to have got on the pitch.
Highest squad number.
I think it's got to be Nico, no?
What's Nico's got, do you think?
I think Nico's got an odd number.
We know Trent's got bloody 66. That's quite high.
Six. Yes. Yeah, no one's going to beat that. Yeah, it's got to be. Yeah, you're right then.
Do you reckon?
Let's go.
Huh? Calm down.
Who's going to have higher than 66?
Billy Cometio? I don't know. Would he have a higher one?
He's not started for us. Did he? He came on against Michelin, didn't he?
Appearance or started?
Just appearance.
So anything that
well, has any to have been kids? On the pitch has to have got on the pitch. So like,
what's Kelleher's?
Can't be more than 66.
No, it'll be higher, man. These guys are. It will be higher.
I think Nico's got a high number, but is it higher than Trent's? And I said that earlier on. Now, has Nico got a higher number than Trent's?
60. I'd imagine.
It could be in the 70s, even. Fucking weird, stupid idiots.
Cometio.
Awesome,
in
the comments out there, lads. Go on,
get
up the.
No. I swear to God, Sean, I'm on private. I think it is Nico, though.
Don't be minded.
My first guess in my mind came to Nico. It was Nico that came to my first
what
mind.
Number hey, is
my
Nico. What number is he? We don't want his name. Oof. We want his number.
Fucking hell, what number? Oof. What year are you born, Grizz?
Don't worry about that. That's not important right now.
I'm going to go with 70, yeah, somewhere in the 70. I'll let you take this one. What, 73, 74, 75, 74?
Nico is 76. But it's not Nico. Throwing over to the lads. Highest number, squad number.
The highest squad number this year.
Yeah, that's gone on the pitch.
He's played a game, hasn't he?
He has to have played. He has to have, you know.
Nico Williams is 76.
Are you going with Nico?
Yeah, Nico Williams is 76.
No, Billy Cometio, 89.
I said Cometio, Nico.
He didn't play in the Premier League.
Didn't say Premier League.
He played against Michelin.
Playing the Premier League. So the highest mid to play in a game.
I said Cometio or Nico.
The highest just to have come on in any game.
What number is he? 89.
I did say
we have a 98 in there, the keeper. But he's been on the bench recently. Young Northern Irish fella, Liam Hughes. But yeah, the comedian got on the pitch.
Okay.
So that just leaves Dunner. Thiago debut against Chelsea in September. Who was the ref who sent off Christensen in that game?
Oh,
I got this, Chris.
Okay, just relax.
Again.
Shawnee is
it, who gets the big games?
Is it not that's Marin?
Second, that's second game of the season, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah,
I think so.
Why am I thinking Mariner?
I don't know, Shawnee. You need to tell me, bud.
Thinking out loud.
He just told you, Mariner.
You go, anything? Mariner.
You go, Mariner.
Just, I've an awful feeling it was.
Yeah, go on, Marina. Trust Jack
Wilshere.
Incorrect. Bath. Incorrect.
Oh, I thought it was Mariner as well. Avi, you said you got it. Go on.
I'm pretty sure I've got it. It's...
Oh, now you've shit yourself.
No, I'm not shit myself because they told him to look at it again. And then he did. It's got to be Michael Oliver.
Correct.
Oh,
if you'd have said, no, if you'd have said Paul Tierney, but you didn't. So you're wrong.
No. Keith, we need to look at that game. You need Wikipedia. I'm sure it was
Paul Tierney.
Who's behind the VAR that day then?
Oh, I couldn't care less. That's not the question.
That's another question. Fucking hell.
Shit.
You're so confident and dumb.
I'm sorry.
I think Mariner's only done one of their games this year, actually. I think it was Southampton, wasn't it? Shite back.
So there's been a big swing in that round. Grizz's team are now leading on 25 and the Sean's are on 23. So it's still close, still all to play for. The next round we're going to be doing is a 1 minute round.
Ooh.
So
this is what I want. Quick fire.
Quick on fire. No messing. I'm going to be timing this. So you know the rules here, lad. Just have 1 minute. To answer as many questions as you can, or there's 10 questions for each team. Do you know what I mean? So if you get the 10 of them within the minute, that'll be it. So, Shawnee, give me number one or two.
One.
Number one, right. This is your set of questions. Now, it's for you and Dunner. So if you feel there's no a shout it out, don't dilly-dally.
We can't dilly-dally here, man.
And there's no throwing it over to you, Grizz, so you can just listen.
Shut
and,
up.
Listen
well. Yeah.
Roy, starting now. Who was the top scorer at the 2018 World Cup?
No, that wasn't 2018. Anton Griezmann.
Incorrect. Dublin have won 8 of the last 10 All-Ireland Football Championships, but name one of the other winners.
Kerry.
That's the way the questions fell, Grizz.
Kerry,
correct. In cricket, how many balls are bowled in an over?
Jesus Christ.
One. Can we not answer this? Oh,
no, this is theirs. One, sorry. Incorrect. Now, Shawnee, you can jump in on these. This is for your team, yeah? So it's not just Shawnee.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
Johnny. Who was the current manager of Sheffield United?
Ah, fuck off.
Heckenbottom.
Correct.
Shout. Well done. Fuck's sake.
That's it, lads. That was it.
They took too long on the first one.
Yeah, the first one, though, was it.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Oh, that's a cheer we used to do in softball.
What? It's actually Geico.
Whenever someone hit a triple, we would wave our bats and yell, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. But we never got to use it because we would only hit home runs. Annoying.
The phrase is from Geico because they help save people money.
Geico? Yeah, they were our team sponsor.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Big, big delay on the fourth one.
It was Kane. No. It was Harry Kane.
Yeah, Harry Kane. Six. Yeah.
He scored like four against bloody Bermuda.
Three against Panama.
And then shit out in the semis.
Shit the bed in the semis, exactly.
Just to confirm, Keith, we will say pass if we want to go to the next question.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Say pass if you want to go. That's what. Right. Are you ready to go, lads?
Yeah.
We're ready.
It was the top scorer in the 2019 Ashes series. Top run scorer.
Oh my God, I should have this.
Joe Root.
I was going to say, go Joe Root.
Incorrect. Steve Smith, 774. How many World Darts titles does Phil Taylor have?
12, 13.
16. 12. In Gaelic games, how many points equals one goal?
Three.
Oh, you correct.
Bastard. Yes! Pittsburgh Penguins play which sport?
Wait. So which one comes up, Keith?
Pittsburgh Penguins play which sport?
NHL, ice hockey.
I was going to say, I know this one, yeah.
Correct. What colour medal did Tom Daley win at the London 2012 Olympics?
Diving.
Well, diving, yeah. Well done. Yeah, diving. Yeah.
Incorrect.
What colour is a diving?
What's wrong with that? I was right.
That was
what colour is a diving?
What was the question? Stop fucking talking, Avi. Oh, for fuck's sake, why are you talking?
That's that 1 minute. What was wrong with that? Tom Daly. What was wrong with that?
Oh, yeah. I said, what kind of medal did he win?
You said diving.
He said, we're cool.
What colour is a diving medal, Avi?
What did you? Why are you arguing with them? Next question.
He won gold. Sorry,
you got 1 minute.
You like that, Shawnee? Bit of gangsmanship.
There you go. That's what you want.
What I
enjoyed about that was that Grizz and Avi pointed out what Shawnee and Sean Ball stood up and done the exact same
thing. He's done the exact same thing.
Dilly that for the fourth question.
Abby was playing the leash as well. There he was.
Gunner and Lawson thought there was one ball and another in cricket.
but we fucked up as well.
Oh, you see, that was the way the questions went.
When I hear Old Trafford or Lords, I think in a little Celtic down the road from me or Old Trafford and fucking Manchester.
Unbelievable.
You know what,
hold on. What colour is a fucking diving medal? Don't be getting at me of a fucking cricket.
What colour medal did he win? Diving. I should have really moved on, but I was too busy laughing at you.
What can I do, Grizz? We have to pass, isn't it? You're the unifier, right?
I was saying shut up because Keith was explaining. Keith, why was you explaining the wrong answer? You're supposed to move on as well.
This is what happens. I'm the quiz master.
Okay. Yeah, we can't even argue.
Now.
Serious conjecture here, Keith. Looking at point deductions for the...
They carry on out with them, the gamesmanship and the...
Respect the officials.
Yeah, exactly. Respect the officials. After that round, just both got 2 points. So it's 25 to Shawnee and Sean, and it's 27 to the cheaters, Grizz and Avi.
Oh.
Now, the next round...
That's a bit uncalled for.
You know, you've made your bed, so you just have to lie in it. The next round is going to be higher or lower. Right? So,
We got a 50-50 chance here, Avi.
You're going to go first on this, so you can pick number one or number two.
One.
Now, this is for you and Avi, right? So you can confer.
Confer,
okay. It's for your team. So, number one, it's appearances all time. All competitions. Bruce Grobler, 628 appearances for Liverpool. Kenny Dalglish, higher or lower?
This is a trick question, Evie.
Oh, sorry. Before we go on. You get it wrong, you're out. It's over. Okay, so it's 2 points for each correct one you get, and then you're out when you get one wrong.
So Grobler got 600 whatever he got, and then
628.
Yeah, it's a trick question. He can't
be lower appearances.
Lower
because he spent years at Celtic. Yes, it's got to be lower.
Correct. 515. Ian St. John, higher or lower than 515?
He just passed away recently. How many was the figure mentioned?
He wasn't playing up until recently, for fuck's sake.
No.
I'm going higher.
Go on then.
Higher?
Yeah.
Lower, 425. So that's 2 points for Grizz.
Come on, Johnny.
I'm muting you. I don't want you to answer anything anymore.
You take your time.
The lads, you get gold all time, all competitions. Mo Salah, 119. John Barnes, higher or lower?
Fucking hell.
I'd say lower.
I don't know. John Barnes is fucking best player in the world when he was at Liverpool, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing the kind of numbers Mo's doing.
Fair, Mo was out of this world, isn't he?
Yeah.
So, John Barnes, lower.
Correct. Terry McDermott. Oh, John Barnes on 108. Terry McDermott, higher or lower than 108?
Lower.
Do you think so? Okay.
Correct. 81.
Yes, Shawnee.
Kevin Keegan.
Easy questions.
Kevin Keegan, higher or lower than 81?
He was another one here. He sold right in his palm, didn't he?
Oh, love it.
He's not there that long. Yeah, I'd actually say lower. He's not there that long.
So, how many, Keith?
81.
He wasn't at Liverpool about that long, wasn't he? Not?
No, and there's not as many games.
Go lower again.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Higher, 100.
Fucking lifeline, you silly little cunt.
Hey, listen, look at that language, Keith. Kids are watching this.
I checked the time. It's past 11 o'clock. As soon as
that's all right, Shani. That's all right, Shani. That's okay.
That's all right. As we've dragged ourselves back in there, lads. It's 29 apiece after that round. So it's all to play for, as they say in the industry.
This is a great game, though. Wow, 29 all. Fucking
high lads. Level as well. I think
that is, I tell you.
Champs, proper champs.
I was gonna give the praise afterwards, but I might as well give it now. Proper champs, all of you.
Oh yeah.
I'd hate to be on Johnny's team.
We're gonna deal.
I just think you're too strict, aggressive.
Disciplinarian.
You're still up late and killing each other. Me and Don are getting on Grant.
I waited for the clock to click to 11 o'clock before calling my cunt. I'm all right.
Charming. My mum and dad are watching, Riz. Easy.
Now, knit this round, lads. It's a quick fire round. No, it's not a quick fire round. Sorry, it's a buzz in round.
No such thing as a quick fire round. These fucking.
It's a buzz in round. I'm gonna read out a series of questions. You just have to buzz in to give the answer, but you can't start dillying and dallying. Right, I'll read the question. If you think is now a buzz in, if no one buzzes, I'm gonna be moving to the next question.
Can you come far on a buzz?
No. So if you know the answer, buzz in and give your answer. Now,
so it's literally individuals now. Whoever gets it.
Yeah, fire team. Yeah, right. Now, Grizz and Avi, if I use the buzz in, you just have to say, ask me bollocks. And for Shawnee and Sean, you just have to say fish sticks. So it's not a buzzer system. It's just fish sticks or ask me bollocks. But you know what? If your mom watching, then you can have fish sticks and Shawnee and Sean can have ask me bollocks.
Right? That's better, isn't it? I can't have my mom.
Unless you and Maz are watching. I don't really care what the buzzing system is. So, first question. Who did Jordan Brown beat in the Welsh Open snooker final?
Fish sticks.
Avi.
Ken Doherty.
Incorrect. It's Ronnie O'Sullivan. Dillian White and Fyodor Pavetkin in his rematch on which British overseas territory?
Ask me bollocks.
Fish sticks.
Johnny.
Gibraltar.
Correct.
Oh, come on, how did he get that one?
Because fucking, you haven't got much left. He's losing his grip.
What is Usain Bolt's 100 meters world record time?
Ask me bollocks.
6.
Johnny.
9.58 seconds. Bang. Correct. Beijing Olympics. Oh. Get up.
That was us, Keith. I called that fish sticks.
No, you never.
I'm going to rewind this episode.
Here we go. In what sport do you wear the plastron? PLASTRON.
Ask me bollocks.
Fish sticks.
Shawnee.
Fencing.
Correct.
Oh my God.
Shawnee Lawson.
How can you give
You're concentrating on your. Just stop I said tapping it. You don't need to tap it. Why are you tapping the fucking thing?
It's just on the buzzer, isn't it? So that's my buzzer.
Katarina Johnson Thompson competes in which sport?
Ask me bollocks.
Shawnee.
Track and field.
Nah, that's a blading whole range of sports.
Paralympics.
No, you're not getting me.
It doesn't go over. It's incorrect.
The catlon.
No, heptathlon. Paralympics. In what year did Andy Murray first win Wimbledon?
Actually, bollocks.
Avi, I'll give you that one.
2012.
Incorrect. 2013. Although disputed by some fans, Rangers' recent league title takes their overall total to how many?
56.
Johnny.
54.
Oh, 55.
Correct. 55.
That was me before him, though, Keith.
Well, there wasn't.
That wasn't.
The official thing is correct. I'm going to put you on mute, Avi.
You got outside, Sean.
Who are the current holders of the Rugby Six Nations Championship?
Ask me bollocks.
Johnny.
Scotland.
Incorrect. England.
It's tactics.
Grizz, you can't help out. Grizz, you can't help out, man. You're being lazy, just sitting there at the back with your candy in your mouth.
Who holds the women's 100 meter world record?
Fish sticks. Merlinotti.
No, according to my thing, it's Florence Griffith Joyner. So at the end of that, it's a pour down from Grizz and Avi, and it's three more points for Shawnee and Sean. So that brings the lads up to 32, keeps the boys on 29. So now we're going into the next round, which is home and away and far, far away. Okay.
Ooh, so, okay.
What you can do here, you can each get a choice. You can have a home question for 1 point. You can have an away question for 2 points. Or you can have a far, far away question for 3 points. Needless to say, the difficulty level will increase on each one. So I'm going to start with not the captains this time. I'm going to come to Dunner. Dunner, do you want home or away?
Can we confirm what we should go for?
Yeah, go on, have a confer.
Was it 2 point lead?
Shawnee, do you want to try and move further away or we go safer?
Chris, we go far away.
I make it two, you know, but
I think we can pull away here. And see, I boxed clever in that last round. I just, like Mayweather, you have to take it away from them. So even if you don't know the answer, you just call it, run down the questions. They're playing clock.
Abby was busy buzzing.
They're not on air level. So let's go far away. Let's pull away here, Keith.
Far, far away.
Okay, excellent. Now, far, far away. So one question, right? So this is your far, far away question. What was Vladimir Klitschko's nickname?
Dr. Steelhammer.
Yeah, that's correct. But it was Dunner's question.
Okay, I thought you said never said we couldn't confer.
No, he did.
You says we could.
It's
confer.
A question each. You could confer about whether you wanted to go home, away, or far, far away.
But he's done his question.
Sorry, Mr. Lawson. Sorry.
Roy. So
you wouldn't have got that anyway. You would have said fucking diving or something.
Yeah. Round three.
Steve or something.
Avi, home, away, or far, far away?
Chris, we've got to go with the jugular. Far, far away.
California. You sure? We can catch it.
No, we've got,
all right, go on.
Shawnee's playing coy. We go, not the furthest one, the second to last one.
The middle one, right away. Who did Manchester United sign Dennis Law from?
Manchester City.
Incorrect. Torino.
No!
Yeah, that's who we signed for after he relegated them.
Yeah.
So he did play for Man City before Torino. I played for Man City twice.
Chris is you talking as if you knew it, Chris.
I knew it was at Man City.
Sorry, Keith, just to confirm, who did he sign from?
Aberdeen. He signed from Torino. Torino in Italy.
I would have said Aberdeen.
Shawnee Lawson. Home, away, or far, far away?
I get the points on the board, Shawnee, I think.
Far, far away.
Far, far away. I love your gumption. Which sport involves a tuck and a pike?
Diving.
Correct.
Good lad.
Avi would have definitely got that one.
No, he would have said blonde.
Grizz. Home, away, far, far away.
It's got to be far, far away.
Far, far away. Good lad. Which horse is the only 3-time winner of the Grand National?
I think it's my
question.
Okay, but I think it's that drink, that red rum. I think it's that.
Yeah, Frankie, okay, so that's that gone.
It's my question, Avi.
You can't answer the same way Shawnee couldn't answer earlier. Just
what are you doing?
Out, if it makes you feel any better, Grizz, Avi was right. It was red.
It's the only horse I know.
Well, you're lucky Grizz Jr. got in there in front of you.
Unbelievable.
I was literally
saying there's only one horse I know. And he's like, yeah.
And do you know what the worst part was? Abby was trying to like give a clue and then gives the fucking name of the horse. It's like that drink, you know, Red Rum.
Gives you wings.
Gives you wings.
Stop laughing, Sean. You're getting me in a bad mood with it.
Right. Now.
Fucking crazy. He's snapping.
We're going to go again, lads. Back to you, Dunner. Home, away, or far, far away?
Marfie. I think go far, far away for the crack now. They're fucked up anyway.
Right. In golf, what is an albatross?
Keith, will this get passed around if he gets it? Oh, no, it doesn't.
No.
Nah, even the fucking donkeys.
I think I know it. Bollocks. 3-1 there, isn't it?
It is, yeah. But unfortunately, 0.
Yeah, no,
you could have given him a clue, though. You could have given him a clue.
You can't give bleeding clues.
Oh, but it's not 1-1 that. It's not 2-1 that. It's fucking hell.
Right.
Sorry, Sengi, it's not 1-1 that. It's not 2-1 that. Doing Abby. It's Sengi is on that.
That's a good one, actually. Sengi is on that.
It's Abby, it's back to you now. The far, far aways are gone now, so you've only got home or away.
Great, shall we go with the safe options?
No, away.
All right, let's go with the away.
Yeah, okay. I'm not letting you in my home. Fuck off.
Who were the first team after Real Madrid to win the European Cup?
I think, well, but don't take this as gospel. I think it's Internazionale. I think
well, you can't take too long here, so we need an answer.
Back in the 60s, I'm pretty sure it was Internazionale, Grizz. Unless you want to, you can't even say the answer.
No.
Do you want to give me a clue?
I can't.
Are you going with Internazionale or what?
Well, we go with the black and blue, yeah, the stripes. Internazionale.
Incorrect. Benfica.
How can it be incorrect, man?
The great Bela Gutmann, the Hungarian coaching genius, came
over. Oh, yeah.
They went around then.
Yeah, I remember.
So you know, what a team. So, Shawny Lawson, home or away?
Go home.
Nice, easy one. A nice nick. I like it. Who scored Liverpool's goal in the 2007 Champions League final?
Hey, don't forget the Johnsons are coming over. I want to find a rosé Jill hasn't tried yet.
Let's go exploring at Total Wine. Their prices are ridiculously low.
Wondrous selection, helpful guides, always low prices. Total Wine and more.
Aye, fuck hard, Bladen. Never got a goal all season in the dugout.
Correct.
Yep.
Grizz, finally, home or away?
Away.
Go with that.
Away. Right. Mario Zagallo, Didier Deschamps, and who are the only people to win the World Cup as both a coach and player?
Oh, he's not getting this.
Grizz, but don't, please.
You're not allowed to talk.
Avi can't get his head around the no comparing thing here. You know, it's killing him.
Mario Zagallo.
No, Didier Deschamps.
Deschamps, manager and coach.
Yeah, whatever.
Well, no, what was the question?
Manager and player.
Yeah, next manager who's twin it to player as manager.
The German. Oh, Franz Beckenbauer. Franz Beckenbauer.
Correct.
Top stuff, Chris. Chin up. We've got this.
Right. So what that does now, that's given a score of 36 to Shawny and Dunner, 31 to Grizz and Grizz Jr. So
five in it.
Now, the last round, you'll be pleased to know, is a game of charades. And I'm going to text the team captains their list.
This should be fucking fun.
Bear with me one second.
Can we get double points for each answer?
No.
It makes it fair. Come on.
Yeah, you get two points for each answer. I have a wrote down. It's 2 points for each answer.
Okay, that's fair.
Come on, Shawny.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Listen, if you are out in front by five, it's like calling upon null and void. That's what you're doing now.
Letting yourself down. If your mother's watching this, Mrs. Avi Hansre, he's letting you down.
Oh, he's let his whole generation down today.
I thought Abby was a man of integrity from what I heard. Man of honor, yeah. Letting
himself
down,
not.
Man.
I'm going to
fall out with you.
No, I don't want to fall out with anyone. It's been a good effort, though, Chris.
Abby's going to be good at this because he was doing charades in the quickfire round, so I'm worried.
Now, I'm going to send it to Shawny. Now, I don't want you sending this on to Dunner. I need you to each one. You can't say the name, obviously. You can give clues or do impressions. 2 points for each correct one that Dunner gets. And we're going to just do something a little bit different.
Are you allowed to make noise?
Yeah, why not? You can make noise. You don't have to do impressions. So you can sort of give clues.
You can't do impressions.
You can't say. You can do impressions if you want. But you can't give anything, you know, in a name or anything.
Okay.
If Dunner gets it wrong, does this get passed over to us or not?
please? No. So this is the final. You need them to balls her up, Abby, and you need to then get your ones done. So whenever you're ready, Sean, you can start.
Hold on, I have them here. So the first one is... one of the greatest.
I'm going to say Robbie Fowler.
No.
Incorrect.
So we can't, it doesn't get passed on.
Next one is. It's live.
Oh, fucking Tyler the Wanker.
Next one is 1-0 to the Arsenal. 1-0 to the Arsenal. 1-0 to the Arsenal.
That's the clue, Shawnee.
I can't give you many more.
That's poor, Shawnee. Honestly,
he was
short. Graham,
sorry, Chris.
Incorrect. I'm at the getting that wrong. What was? Oh, fuck. I had a bollocks. Right, next one anyway is you big dosser. I'm the best heavyweight champ in the world. There's only one of them. You big dosser,
Fury.
This one I'm just gonna go. American football.
Really?
Correct. And then the last one is... The last one. What can I do? Last one. Quick. No, I can't do. Put him under pressure.
Oh, yeah, Charles.
Get in there. Well in.
That was an impressive round by the lads.
What was just the Arsenal one?
The Arsenal one.
Fucking, I thought it was George Graham. I read George Graham and started doing fucking, it was Graham Taylor.
Ah, fuck you.
So that's an
8. Well, I did get your impression right, so we're on the same page.
Maradona, yeah. I didn't. That was blasphemy, Keith. That should be deleted. I didn't know.
You should have sang a song in Spanish or something, Shawnee, for that one, Maradona.
I thought when you're snorting lines, that was Robbie Fowler for the goal. Yeah, and then you stand the prayer of God.
Yeah, but I was down like the 20 deal hand.
Oh, yes. What can I? Right, now, I've got your names here.
Have you got the list, Grizz?
Yeah, what can I do? And
impressions, what can I say? You can't
impressions.
Yeah.
Hold on. One minute, please. Tell me when you've started so that I'm concentrating on your face.
Oh, yeah. No, I haven't started impressions yet. Okay. Bloody hell. All right. Couple of easy ones in here. Right?
You have to tell me when you start. Okay, you have to tell me when you start then.
Right, first one. Oh, fuck off. They're the worst champions. They're the worst champions.
That's got to be... Fucking hell. Kino, that's Roy Keane.
Yep.
Kino? Okay.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, second one. Impression? I've never heard the guy speak. But I'm fast as lightning.
Fuck
lightning.
Hell.
I'm fast as lightning. That's so easy. I'm fast as lightning.
Say it again, Grizzy. You might get it.
I'm fast as lightning.
Usain or Muhammad Ali? Usain
Bolt. Fast. Yes.
Okay, Usain Bolt. We could be Muhammad Ali. Okay, Muhammad Ali used to say that too. Sting like a butterfly and, you know, box like a fly. Or whatever.
He didn't mention lightning.
And boxing on daily.
All right. Next one's easy.
Have you concentrated? Confirm that you say. Okay, go on.
Yeah, go.
Have you concentrated? Next one's easy. The Little Master.
Oh, that's my boy, Tendulkar, Sachin. Little Master, okay.
Okay, next one's easy as well.
That's Kara. Jamie Carragher.
Okay, next one. Concentrate. How do I do his voice? Okay, that's a clue in itself. How, what?
I think Grizz is having a stroke.
Yeah, I don't know how to do his voice. I'm trying to get some phlegm. I'm trying to get some phlegm in my mouth so I can speak like him.
I'm going to play 10 at the back. Center back, then. Just get the ball in the air and head it. Two strikes up front.
Fucking sounds like my dad. No, it ain't definitely him. No, I don't know.
4-4-2. Get the ball up front. Head in the back, in it.
Someone out of Kanji. I'm not going to get it. Go on.
Oh, man. You have to get that because the last one I'm not going to be able to get.
Come on.
Come on, move on, Grizz. Move on.
No, Grizz. That's a pathetic.
Last one is. Jesus, guy. Last one is fucking.
Come on, Grizz. Give us something special.
That Spanish player he does that impression of.
He's not even saying anything to help me.
He just nodded at the camera.
The Spanish.
You're not saying anything.
I know. We haggis. It's going to have to be we haggis again. that is a dozen impression. Oh, give me a second.
There's a time limit on this gate.
No, let him go. There's no time limit on this right now.
Any clue?
Spanish wee haggis.
Did you see with my daughter? Did you see with my daughter? You. Did you see with my daughter? Did you sleep with my daughter? You
from Nigeria?
Yes. Did you sleep with my daughter?
Trevor West.
Did you sleep with my daughter?
Did you sleep with my daughter? That's one of the two.
That's it.
The man killed Carnell.
Did you sleep with my daughter?
We haggis. Oh, Spanish. I don't know. I really don't know.
Arizamendi.
Oh, Sociedad. Fucking Gollum. What the fuck, man? David Moyes.
Yes.
You know what, Keith? I don't even care.
Arizamendi got me. Arizamendi.
I don't even care if we didn't win that. Just saying, Grace, Darren.
How did you not fucking get
Sean Deutsch?
How did you not get Deutsch?
Sean, did you see his effort? That was pathetic. Come on.
The Sean Deutsch one was decent.
Get the ball up front.
I had a football club.
What was you doing? Not getting that.
Okay, I got at least I got the Arizamendi one.
Arizamendi.
I remember I said that.
You got Arizamendi and you didn't get Sean Deutsch. Carry on.
Chris, the first thing you thought to do with David Moyes was nod your head and say the word Spanish.
I was trying to get in my head with that you know that player you kept trying to pronounce, sorry. Arizamendi.
Anyway,
at
the end of the quiz, it was a gallant fight back by Grizz and Avi, but the winners by 44 points to 41 is Shawnee Lawson and Sean Dunn. Lads, great performance. The SAS come true again.
We were 5 points behind going into that.
5 points behind, Chris. Yeah, you were 5 points behind.
Right, and they only how many did they get? We got two points for a person. We got all of them.
You didn't. You
didn't get all of them.
You missed Sean Deutsch.
It could be an Al Gore, George Bush moment here.
No. You missed Sean Deutsch. So you got the other. And they missed Graham Taylor and Maradona. So they got 8 points and yous got 10.
So we lost by 2 points.
With 3 points. Yous were 5.
Grizz, I tried my best, mate. I'm sorry.
You didn't. I refuse to accept that.
Anyway, Grizz has taken this with all the grace we would have expected from him.
Well played, boys.
Red rum, Grace. I knew the answer. What do you want Grace for? I'm not Sadio Mane. I'm going down. right? Yeah. Fucking Red Rum, I knew. Sean Dyche, right? And fucking the diving one. That's us. That's us with the title. If you just calm
in
down.
In fairness to your Grizz, you'd also delay it with the Steve Smith one on the Ashes that you could just passed.
Yeah, all right. Fair enough. You picked one out of me.
And you know, to be honest, Pete, you are generous there with the last impression. We are just having the crack laugh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, it was fantastic. In fairness, it must be said. But anyway, lads, it's been a great debut for the question of sport tripper style.
That was high level stuff, boys. That was high level stuff. There wasn't much.
Johnny, I'll see you afterwards.
I hope you all had a bit of cracking anyway, and I hope people enjoyed it.
That's the main thing, isn't it? It's all about a bit of laugh. We're all laughing our gaps. It's about a bit of laugh.
Yeah, it's international football, all that sort of stuff.
Lads, neutrally. Keith, would you have got my impression for Sean Dyche?
Oh, you would have.
Sean Dyche, I would have, but the David Moyes one, and I sent it to you and I was struggling. So. And I did like your Usain Bolt one as well.
Yeah, how easy was that? He took 10 hours to fucking work that one out.
Muhammad Ali used to say some great words as well, great quotes like that. So what can I do?
You said box like a fly and sting like a wasp or something, didn't you?
Sting like a butterfly. It was all sorts of madness.
For the night.
But anyway, the winners, the champions.
Well played, lads. Well played.
We can come back and do it again sometime, lads. It's, you know, big quiz, a bit of crack on an international break especially. So, you know,
well,
we enjoyed
by the way as well. That was a super
top class.
Like I said, we try to get a mix of everything, but keep it Liverpool centric on some rounds as well. So, you know, just a bit of crack. So, look, that's been our question of sport. As you say, the champs are Shawnee and Sean. We'll get them back on. I will get some challengers. I will branch out and do a bit more in the future. But as we said, international week, I sort of looking for things to do. I know the week ahead, we've got the midweek fix, I think, is on tomorrow night. I don't know who's on it, but that's on tomorrow. Grizz, have you got a carnage on Thursday?
We're still working on a few things yet to be confirmed.
Yeah, and then I think Chris may have a... I don't know what Chris is doing because there's no fixtures for a Friday forecast, but that's what happens on international week. You just have to take what you can get. But look, being a bit of crack, the question of sport-style trippers quiz, inaugural winners, the SAS, Ireland's finest. I've been your host, Keith Plunkett, and we will see us all again soon.
So let's say you're into yoga or Pilates, or maybe you dabble in gymnastics like me. Either way, you know being flexible is key to doing what you love. That's why Smoothie King created this stretch and flex smoothie for people like us. With whole fruits and organic veggies, plus type 2 collagen, make it part of your daily fitness routine to support flexibility and joint health. So try the stretch and flex smoothie in tart cherry or pineapple kale. Order online today for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
Ese último McNugget me toca a mí porque soy la mayor.
¿Y eso qué tiene que ver?
Los mayores se respetan.
Eso no existe, ¿cierto, mamá?
Ya, quédense tranquilas. Aquí hay otra cajita de McNuggets.
Respeto, ¿viste?
No hay rivalidad cuando hay McNuggets deal. Hay un deal para cada salida familiar en McDonald's. Compra uno de tus favoritos, como unos McNuggets de 10 piezas, una Big Mac, una Quarter Pounder with Cheese o un Filet Fish y te llevas otro por $1. Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. Válido para un producto de igual o menor valor.
Sports Social Podcast Network.